what happened this evening as it involves the improvements that are going to be taking place at Rudder.
The committee that was put together to review the proposals, the criteria and the ranking, made a recommendation on that ranking, as well as requested the board to accept it and authorize the superintendent to enter into negotiations based on that ranking. Of course, Dr. Wallace would start with the first ranking because they approved it in that order. So.
How many proposals?
We had 8 proposals submitted to the district.
What were the types of things that were scored on, and what was the range of the results?
Well, I really can't give you the range because the actual scores are not public until after the contract is entered into and agreed upon. But the types of questions and the rankings we had, of course, was fees and pricing, some points awarded for that, reputation and experience of the provider, the quality of their service as a construction manager at risk, the ability of the construction manager to work as a team and meet all the timelines, their past relationship with the district if we've worked with them in the past, the experience and reputation of the construction manager's project team that would be working on it, not only as being able to work with the district as a team, but them as a group, their financial capacity, their safety record, and the last one was historically underutilized businesses, but we didn't award any points on that one.
Was it identified who Dr. Wallace would be negotiating with?
Yes, we did identify the number one rank, and that was Balfour Beatty Construction.
And they are from where, and what, if any, sort of experience do they have with the district?
They've never worked with the district before as a contractor. They had a lot of experience with athletic projects in particular for the past 10 years. That's what we asked for, and had a lot of experience on those projects as a CM at risk.
And if you could, again, highlight what CM at risk stands for and what it means.
It's construction manager at risk, whereas they work with the architect throughout the process to help develop the scope, the plans, the specifications. They will help bid the project as it goes along. So.
You mentioned that the actual scoring can't be released until there's a contract that's approved by the board, but if you can give a sense of how competitive it was and how difficult of a decision it was to make the recommendation.
Sure. I mean, we had, like I said, 8 proposers. They're all very qualified, but our job was to come up with the most what would be the best qualifications for the district, or the best total value, which is not always just price, but that experience. The committee spent several hours just reviewing the proposals that were submitted, going through documents, then afterward checking references, and then we had interviews after that. So the committee spent a lot of time on the project. So,
if there was a committee vote, what was it?
Well, it was unanimous on their scores. I was the facilitator for the project. They worked as a team, coming in unison on the order and the points that were awarded. I would say they worked together and didn't score individually, but came to consensus on every item. So they really worked as a team through the process.
And again, this may be premature to ask then, what were the strengths of the of Balfour then?
It was announced here that their strength was in their experience with athletic projects, school projects, and their experience as a CM at risk. They had listed 23 projects in the past 10 years, of which most of those were a CM at risk. So that made them stand out, as well as their safety record and safety practices.